This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 16th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Republicans on the House Budget Committee advanced a $95 billion package today for the Iran war, farm aid, and President Trump's push for strict new voter ID requirements moving forward on a party-line vote. Budget Chair Jody Arrington framed the proposal as one last push to deliver for voters ahead of the midterm elections that determines the control of Congress. It advanced in a vote of 20-14. "We are rallying to finish what we started when the American people set us here," Arrington said. The proposal is the third budget reconciliation package Republicans in control of Congress have put forward this session. Projections for the farm economy in 2027 are no better than farmers have experienced this year. In fact, the latest projections suggest next year will extend the past several years of high inflation and low commodity prices. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to congressional leaders in support of market relief today. Cumulative uncovered losses from across the farm economy exceed $12 billion and are being felt across many sectors of agriculture. Duvall wrote that as farms disappear, America's food security is put at greater risk. Farm Bureau economist Dr. Faith Parham says input costs don't show much, if any, improvement.
For 2026, we saw very volatile fertilizer prices and fuel prices right at planting season. So that drives up the cost of production there. And in 2027, we see again record high production expenses. Even though fertilizer and fuel prices are forecasted to come back down a little bit, overall, every input cost is seeing an increase. And that's what's leading us to those record production costs for the next year.
Barham says losses are mounting across the major commodity sector.
We can start with our corn prices. They look like they're going to lose about $12 billion. As an entire market in 2026, and that increases a little bit in 2027 to right at $12.9 billion. The next highest would be soybeans. They're projected to lose $6.8 billion in 2026, and they see a large increase to $7.6 billion in 2027. On our southern crops for cotton, they're looking at about a $3.4 billion loss, which holds steady in 2027.
Corn losses projected to increase from $131 an acre this year to $167 an acre next year. Soybean losses projected to increase from $80 an acre this year to $138 next year. Wheat from $114 this year to $145 next year. And cotton from $342 in losses per acre this year to $406 per acre next year. Parham says the specialty crop sector is harder to project, but the trend is apparent.
I think this just helps highlight the cumulative impact of these losses. Of course, 1 year of downturn, farmers can normally weather that storm, but some of our producers are going on their fifth, sixth, even seventh years of negative returns, which means it's eroding their balance sheets. It's making it harder and harder for them to look and see what the next year's option is. And that's really the big story here, is it's not 1 year of losses. It's not one global conflict. It's that cumulative effect that we've seen since 2022.
Parham says this is an ongoing financial downturn that is of a major concern for farmers nationwide.
I think this just helps highlight the cumulative impact of these losses. Of course, 1 year of downturn, farmers can normally weather that storm, but some of our producers are going on their fifth, sixth, even seventh years of negative returns, which means it's eroding their balance sheets. It's making it harder and harder for them to look and see what the next year's option is. And that's really the big story here, is it's not 1 year of losses. It's not one global conflict. It's that cumulative effect that we've seen since 2022.
Farmers projected to lose $31 billion this year and $32 billion next year. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Visit fb.org/issue/labor, agriculture labor reform, and learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.